So today I'm talking about being vulnerable. And feeling vulnerable is not a very nice emotion, is it? And it often rears its ugly head just when you're trying to bring to life something that's truly important to you. So I'm Jane Hinchliffe and I'm from www.janehinchliffe.com and I'm an artist, coach and teacher. And this is based on my blog post for today, but I thought I would share it this way too. So being vulnerable, that's what's happening to me at the moment. And, well, you can imagine, I'm sure you've experienced the same thing. It is like super yuck. One minute I feel like I'm forging ahead and the next minute I'm wanting to retreat under my bedclothes. Does this sound familiar to you too? Part of me, it's so confident that everything will work out, but there's that nagging doubt all the same that tells me different, and it just depends what sort of mood I'm in as to which voice I'll listen to. I do know that it's at these times that I need to stay as rested as possible and to look after myself with extra sensitivity and nurturing, you know, objectives, but that's often easier said than done. Last Monday is a case in point. I was super busy with all sorts of things happening at once. I totally forgot about lunch until I was like beyond hunger really, and instead of stopping early and making myself something really yummy and healthy, I ate some crisps, or chips if you're in the UK, some bacon rasher crisps. And let's put it this way, I think I've gone off them. And I felt totally yuck after. I got a really bad tummy ache. I had to lie down for a while, which then stressed me out even more because all the things I should have been doing, I couldn't do because I had this really bad stomach ache. So when you put so much of yourself out into the world, I find it takes a lot of resilience, patience, and a deep inner confidence or a knowing to see it through. And while I'm going through this, sometimes I'll get into the thing of the comparing mindset. You know how it is. You go onto Pinterest and you see all these different things that people are doing. And boy, does everything go downhill rapidly from there. The other thing, kind of an aside to all of this, is that my 10-year-old, who's going to be 11 soon, is going to be finishing his last year of primary school in July and heading to high school in September. And I think underneath everything, it feels kind of like a bit of a big deal, and I have some stuff to work through with all that, but that's another day. Anywho, I was walking Mia this morning and thinking about all this stuff, and suddenly I came across the cutest little eggshells, this duck egg blue, really small little egg. And on my blog post, you'll see pictures of them. And then, like a few steps later, I came across this large egg, like larger than a large hen egg. And it just kind of got me thinking. And it really struck me that sometimes you have to shake off your shell, thinking metaphorically here, and even though you feel as vulnerable as a newborn tiny chick, you still have to do it, you still have to break through. And that's the conclusion I came to. I've included a couple of the photos from my walk. So I've kept right on, and I've put out a new art e-course called Delight, which I shared the other day, and I've also opened up enrollment for my second session of Embrace, simply because I care so deeply about helping others to find their creative calling in a way that feels right for them. And as a way to capture the highs and lows of this crazy but pretty amazing life. Also to make sense of what is on our hearts, to grieve for the low points and celebrate the high points, because life is a combination of all that and so much more. Do you know, I could easily be that rabbit that freezes in the car's headlights, and sometimes I totally am that rabbit. But something keeps me pushing on, just to carry on. Call it God, That's what I would say. My soul, spirit, or whatever, but sometimes, well, pretty much very regularly, I feel like I'm carried on the back of this benevolent, loving force, and I'm given the strength, courage, and conviction to carry on when I think I can't go any further. Yes, those little eggshells, they really resonated with me this morning. Maybe seems a little bit silly now, but it just made so much sense to me, and maybe it does you. So I figure feeling vulnerable is part of life, and it's not a reason to stop. In fact, it means you're on to something, because it's your head's way of saying to tread carefully, because, oh boy, there might be some stuff at stake here. This is serious. This is like really, really something that you're passionate about. So I don't plan on stepping on any eggshells. I'm just planning on tiptoeing through them and noticing their beauty at the same time. So in other words, I'm trying to just carry on in my path that feels correct for me, that feels right in my heart. And at the same time, I'll still try and notice all the beauty and the lessons learnt as I go through this. So if you're a small business owner, if you're an artist, a crafter, a photographer, a sculptor, anything like this, and you're feeling some of these same emotions at the time, I'd love for you to pop over to my blog and drop me an email or share something in the comments. I'd love to hear from you. And my website is www.janehinchliffe.com, and it would be great to hear from you. And that's it for today. Have a lovely day. My love to you. Bye.